All right, this is Matt C. And Laced Punch is coming up with punk and hardcore. And I have a guest tonight. Avery is in the studio.
Hey, Rockers.
So we're going to listen to a bunch of metal, I hope.
It's mostly metal. I'm not going to lie. There's almost no punk.
KXRY Portland. Okay, then. That was Atomic Prey, of course, and we have a special guest tonight. Avery is in the studio.
Hey, Sagiz.
And Avery plays guitar. He's a total shredder. Are you they them?
Yes. They, I mean. But all good.
And is in lots of Portland bands. Do you remember when we met, Avery?
Yeah, it was at Shit World, right?
Yeah,
which is the official name.
I think that's when you moved here. When I saved your phone number in my phone, I don't know your last name, but I call you Avery Kennewick.
Yeah, from Coeur d'Alene, Eastern Washington, and I remember. Yeah, I was like, we talked Eastern Washington, and I've never really been Kennewick, but yeah, I like that was the, that's what you just said.
I know I have it wrong.
Oh yeah, Kennewick. Kennewick, buddy.
And then your friend, Trevor, was like Trevor Spokane or something.
Yeah.
So your band, Battle Sex, when did that band get started?
So it was, that one was actually like, it was like May 2019. I was living in Spokane. Trev is back in Coeur d'Alene, which like we've like been besties for a long time, and both unfortunately from Northern Idaho. So it was kind of a thing where it was like we like hadn't played in a band together for a long time, and Trev's like, want to start a punk band again? And it's like, oh hell yeah! So it's like it was May 2019, and then when we moved here, it wasn't a band for a couple years because we needed a new like drummer and bassist, but then we're so back.
That's so great. Yeah, I love your new recording. The songs are all different and unique.
Dude, thank you. The AC/DC track? Yeah. People have been like, what the hell is with the AC/DC track?
It's awesome. I love the riffing.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so Atomic Prey, we just heard Blood off of the new album that came out on Iron Lung last year. So what's going on with Atomic Prey? Don't you guys have some touring to do?
Yeah, so we're playing a fest in NOLA in like, I guess it's like, it's really soon. It's like less than 2 weeks away, but...
In New Orleans, huh?
Yeah, and our vocalist Abba is there. And help like throw the fest on. So yes, we're gonna be playing. We're playing there, and then also we just recorded, and
oh here, yeah, in Portland.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we recorded the new album, and it sounds sick. So we gotta get that all, but yeah, long distance band behavior is going well. So okay. it's working out.
That's cool. So Abba can show you guys what's up in New Orleans, eh?
Totally. Yeah. It's gonna yeah. It's gonna be a nice time.
Can't wait to hear the new songs. Let's listen to one from your other band, Battle Sex, for now. And we'll talk about Archmage later. How about, did I pick out a good one with
Reposado Highway?
Yeah, Reposado Highway.
Yeah, let's ride it.
All right, let's rock it. Yes, this is Matt C, and I'm here with Aves today from Battle Sex. So what's going on coming up with Battle Sex?
So we're playing that same fest in
Both bands.
Battle Sex is playing too.
Oh, that's so cool.
We're playing the Friday show. So it's like the farthest the Battle Sex has played. So we're very excited.
Did you hook up other gigs? Throughout, before or after?
We were supposed to play at least Atomic Prey was supposed to play Birmingham, Alabama, but then we got this hella fried text like a couple weeks ago after the flyer's been out for like a long time, where one dude is like apparently in all of like the three local bands, and it was like, oh, actually I'm out of town. So the gig's just not happening now. So we're just hanging out that day. But
well, that was in Alabama?
Yeah, we're gonna play Birmingham because it's like 5 hours from NOLA, and it seemed cool, but it's gonna be a great time.
Should be a great fun trip. All right, so Archmage is your metal band. That's mostly the kind of music you listen to.
I listen to a lot of stuff, but definitely I do love the metal. I will not lie on that.
I love your new it's a 2-song promo.
It's the new demo, I guess. Demo 2.
Oh, that's cool. So shall we get to some of your picks yet here?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Now, so what are we going to hear first? So I'm making a every play all the tunes after this.
Yeah. We got an Armored Angel track, the best band, the sickest death metal band, Australian, Down Under.
All right, let's play it.
Thank you.
Incubus.
Sacrifice, howling in the night.
can you sing in a high voice like that, with like soprano voice?
Yeah, we do love the karaoke. We do love singing.
All right, go ahead and do the talk back.
Yeah, that last track, Incubus. There's a lot of Incubuses. That's the New Wave British Heavy Metal one. Completely sick. That track is awesome. The album's good. It recently got scrubbed from YouTube, so it's hard to find, but it's awesome. For that, Anthropophagus, Lead Casket, sickest freaking death metal fools I know. Archmage toured with them on the East Coast a little bit ago, and yeah, they're just objectively sick.
Oh, you guys played? You guys played over there?
Yeah.
Like Massachusetts?
Yeah. We did 5 shows on the East Coast in August, all with Anthro, and they're sick.
Killer.
Great people. Really good band. Completely riffing. And then before that was Armored Angel, the goats of mid-tempo death metal, the sickest ever. Completely worship that band. You gotta love Armored Angel.
And they're Australian.
They're Australian, yeah. Down under.
That's pretty new. Is that pretty new? No. 94.
Yeah. They started the heavy metal band and then went thrash, death thrash, full death metal. Yeah. They were just trying to make it work. But.
Killer. Okay, so we have Avery in here. They live in Portland, and they're an Archmage and Battle Sex. So what about Siege Fire? Is that still a band?
Yeah. I mean, I'm like gonna move in a couple months, but we're still rocking. We're gonna record like another tape or maybe like a 7-inch, but like a couple more songs before I leave. And yeah. That'll be the future after that. We'll see what happens,
I'm so glad to hear that you're still a band. One thing I like about the record is like awesome, and it has great presentation. The colors,
Mike's art is great. No, I love how it all looks. It's
and when I listen to special. It, I think it sounds like horrendous 3D.
I mean, Mason and I were both in that band. So, I mean, yeah, it's not... Well... It's noisy D beat.
Yeah. So. yeah, that's the best part about it. With a different singer, of course. And you were in Horrendous 3D for a brief stint. I remember when I met you, that we were just talking them up like that was our favorite band.
Yeah, no. I worked with some of the people in that, and that's how I ended up in the project. And I mean, which also, like... even knew about the band before moving here.
Does Horrendous 3D have songs that are unreleased?
New
songs.
There were recordings, but I don't know if anyone. I think they've all been obliviated at this point.
Yeah. All right. Hey, you want to play some more hits here?
Yes. We rule 29. We got to keep rocking.
So what do we got coming up?
Next is Morbid Saint, a sicko track from the second album, which wasn't released for like 20 years after it was recorded. And then some Greek behavior. So.
All right, Morbid Saint. The Halls of Terror. Thank you.
To X-Ray FM KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Let it ride, rockers.
Here
rock music. That was Running Wild, Soulless from the 94 album, which I was like, there's no way Running Wild keeps being so good as their albums go on, but they just do. Sort it's of, freaking sick, dude.
Sort of a bit like Iron Maiden.
We've just been talking. Maiden only gets worse. Maiden worship bands, all good, dude. Running Wild, awesome. Yeah.
All right, what was before that?
Before that was Flames, a Greek band. They started speed metal and eventually they go like infernal thrash. It's like hella demonic. That first album is definitely, and it's like got like fake drums on it. It sounds so ridiculous, but it's definitely beer drinking and throwing the can style music for rockers.
You don't drink beer, do you?
No, definitely not.
I like drinking's like one of my things. I wish we could bring beers in here.
yeah, if only.
All right, Avery. So, what's with your? Why are you moving to New York?
Well, it's. I wanted to, for a while, but also, my wife lives there, who's the sickest, best person I've ever met in my life. And I mean, yeah, New York's in just objectively sick.
Do you visit?
It's awesome.
You visit them often there?
Yeah, we've hung out a lot there. I feel like in the past year, it's the most I've traveled ever. It's been quite the adjustment, but yeah, mostly they're sick as hell, and that's that.
Yeah, I hope you're probably going to be starting new bands out there. And then carrying on with these four that are already going. I mean, you have four bands right now?
Yeah. So it's kind of like four and a half. It's at least four. We'll see. But I think most of them are going to keep going because Battle Sex is just. Trevor and I have been like, as long as we're like alive, like, that's our band that we're doing forever. I've always said I want Battle Sex to be in for 25 years. That'd be awesome. Like, indefinitely. Atomic Prey, ABBA already lives far away, and we're making it work, and it's great. So, and I love that. I love that band, so I want to keep going. And then Archmage, yeah. We just recorded, we've done a lot of stuff, and we're, like, really good at concentrated writing and making it work, and I love that band so much. So I hope that we can keep ABBA being a thing. And then, yeah, Siege Fire also, we're about to record, and then we all live in different places already, so we'll just see what happens. But
so I know that you recorded that new Battle Sex with Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
How's that working with Sasha?
It's so sick. It was such a good time, and yeah, it was like right after Concontinent Fest is when we did that, and it's maybe the most haunted I've ever felt in my life. Was coming back from that. It was really bad. But and all of us were completely sober for that recording, which is hilarious, and we just got it out. But like, Sasha's so nice and like so chill. It was great. And then yeah, since then Atomic Prey and Archmage have both recorded with Sasha.
My next question.
And yeah, I love working with her. It's completely awesome. And just love how it sounds. Yeah.
Three. I can't wait to
Portland won with Sasha moving here. For sure.
Yeah.
That's a lot of points for Portland, for sure.
For sure. All right. So, looks like we coming up. What do we have? A couple more songs. We got 15 more minutes.
All right. Yeah. We're staying metal. We got some Rotting Christ. We're staying Greek. It's completely sick. If you don't like Rotting Christ, I don't know what's wrong with you. And then, yeah.
Oops, sorry.
Survive. Fit
Yeah, that's Cat. Polish Legends. Speed metal and then thrash. Objectively sick. You can't get away from it. A lot of letters that I will never be able to pronounce in all those songs. But it completely rocks, dude. And then Rotting Christ before that. Yeah. There's been a lot of Eastern Europe here going on. But, you know, when it rocks, it rocks.
All right, Avery. I'm so glad I invited you to come in. I wasn't sure about you. I don't know you that well.
Thanks, great, Matt.
And great flyer that you made. You got to check out their flyer on the Instagram page. Oh, sorry, I keep messing that up.
Yeah, all good. Yeah, real last minute, laying my head to bed at 6 a.m., I'm all good. I can't wait to sleep. And I was like, I did not make the flyer.
I figured you were up all night. I got your text when I was just getting up for work in the morning.
Yeah, but we made it happen. Yeah, thanks, Matt.
Okay. Hey, listen to Avery and shows coming up with Battle Sex, Atomic Bray in New Orleans, and New Archmage coming out soon, right? Or sometime.
Yeah. It'll be soon for sure. Yeah. We keep rocking.
Coming up is Hipster Suck on X-Ray FM. Make sure you listen to X-Ray all night on Mondays, because Mondays are awesome. Let's end with, what is it?
It's Diamond Head. It rocks.
Play.
It's the track.
Thanks for listening. Nighty night.
Say you want me to stay. You're more than all to me. This is no game that I play.